it was that very coarse material, mm-hmm. and potato sack, that's all we need. Mm-hmm.
What about tote sack or gunny sack or croaker sack? Did you ever hear those?
Yes, I've heard of them, Dawn, but I don't really know the difference in the material.
Which ones have you heard of?
I've heard of gunny sacks and croaker sacks, and I've and just the potato sacks, I believe that's mm-hmm. all I've heard of.
Any other names for porch?
Gallery.
How does gallery sound? Do you hear that nowadays?
Not too much. Not too much as you used to. But as we were kids, we never knew anything but go up on the gallery.
Was the gallery upstairs or could it be downstairs too?
Gallery was usually upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
The washing, sure.
And on Tuesday they'd do the...
Ironing.
What would you call washing and ironing together? Any one name you'd have for...
Wash day, that's all.
What about nowadays, if you didn't have a washing machine, you might take your clothes to the...
Launderette.
Okay. And what do you call a thing that's got a lid on it that you keep dirty clothes in the house?
Clothes basket.
Okay, that's the one with the lid. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to...
Close the door?
Any other way you'd say that?
Not that I know of.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
A hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I worked the nail in.
I hammered the nail in?
Okay. Or I got in my car and I went to town.
I drove to town.
Okay, you say, he has never what a car. He had never...
He's never driven a car.
And he doesn't know how to... To what?
To drive.
And... What would you call a little building used for storing tools?
A little building. Now, we used to, my husband used to have a little toolbox. Mm-hmm. We called it a toolbox, you know. And we used to keep it. We still have it. It was in a chest that my brother-in-law had discarded.
Mm-hmm.
And... we used to keep the toolbox in this drawer, in mm-hmm. this chest. But we also kept larger tools that were not, that would not fit in the box, don't you mm-hmm. see? But it would fit in this drawer. And we used to say, go get it out of Daddy's toolbox.
Mm-hmm. What did people have before they had toilets inside?
Commodes, darling.
Was that outside?
Commodes. That was portable. You see, the pot sat into the... it was like an ordinary seat. It was uh-huh. a big piece of furniture, like, you know. And the top of it would be cushioned.
Uh-huh.
And the big pot would be on the inside of that. You'd lift it up and... Yeah.
Did you ever have buildings outside?
Oh, we never did, but we, in our neighborhood down on Street, they had what they called an outhouse,
mm-hmm.
and that was in the backyard.
Did you ever hear any joking names for an outhouse, or any kind of vulgar names?
No, I'm not I remember. What? Maybe I did, but I...
Did you ever see a farm? Have you ever been on a farm?
Have I ever been on a farm? Now, I was on a farm, honey, but to say that I actually, yeah, I saw my aunt milking cows and things.